Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves two times in a week and to make up from last week, and I'm just so blessed to do this with them each and every week. It's Berg in the Bullpen podcast hosted by Alex Berg, the San Francisco Giants. He's out in D.C., the nation's capital. Yours truly producing, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. More him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet, put the podium, give him the mic. Alex, how are you from the nation's capital, my friend?
I'm doing really well, enjoying a nice sunny morning out here in D.C., staring at the river right now, so it's an absolute treat to be here.
Well, let me know how everybody can get a hold of you as well.
You can find me on Twitter, and that's A-M-E-U-R-G, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, you're lucky to be out there. It's going to hit 109 in Los Angeles in the suburbs this weekend. It'll be triple digits all the way to next Thursday, but the East Coast, it's more of a humidity factor, and we saw that in Cincinnati where a groundskeeper almost got blown away. I was figuring this guy might just get blown to Cleveland. Any thought on that and what your thoughts were watching that unfold the other night?
I mean, anytime these guys, that tarp comes out, the wind is blowing like crazy. I mean, watching that guy, like, you see the tarp go up, and then you see the guy get dragged under, and, I mean, it's got to be dark under there. I know I would not want to be underneath that tarp trying to get out while they're all moving it. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Yeah, and it was a good series. You guys came in Cincinnati on a roll. You hit a spot yesterday, but that happens. It's a long season, peaks and valleys, ups and downs, but to get out of Cincinnati, what you did, and completing the sweep in Pittsburgh, you guys are heading to Washington now for three, and this is a team that's trying to find themselves. And then you head over to Detroit for one game before you come back home. How tough has this road trip been? And a lot of people don't, you know, understand the rigors of a ball player. But man, oh man, you get in one city, you get in another city. It's tough in all ways in one.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a tough trip, especially for us, like going to the East Coast and, you know, four cities. The random one in Detroit's going to be kind of an interesting little game, and all this weird just fly in. I think we're not even in there for 24 hours. And, you know, this Washington series is big for us. You know, it's kind of a trap series a little bit. Like, you're coming off, it's like a tough series. You know, they haven't been playing the best, but, you know, they're still major league teams. You know, we got to go out and do what we're supposed to do and play well. And, you know, if we do all those things, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and it looks like you guys are really starting to put it together. You're two games back of the Dodgers, you guys in Arizona, and it looks like it's starting to come together. The hitting's there. I mean, Conforto, some of these guys, and Bailey's throw to Nail Cruz the other day, man, that was just absolutely terrific.
He's one of the more talented throwers I've ever seen. To see him, I mean, just to be around him, watch him throw the baseball all the time, it's so impressive. I mean, you just don't really see a lot of guys that are that talented of throwers and, like, all the angles. And, I mean, you look at, like, some of the balls he's throwing, you're just like, by the time he gets rid of it, you're like, how did you make that kind of throw from that arm slot? And, I mean, he's a pleasure to watch. He is so much fun to watch play baseball.
Well, and not only that, you're seeing the young guys across the league, too, and even in your league. Realmuto, you got Will Smith in L.A., your guy there in San Francisco. You got a guy that's a catcher in Pittsburgh playing right field right now in Henry Davis. I mean, it's simply amazing when you look at these guys and the arm strength. Toughest position pretty much to play in baseball, I would imagine. You know, you got to stop everything and – not only that, you got to have that arm strength. But when you're looking at these young guys across the leagues, Is there another guy down the line that you're looking at that's standing out across the board here?
I kind of wish we would have got to see Henry Davis catch. I mean, you look at the number one overall pick, he's an absolute freak athlete.
Right up here.
He's an absolute freak athlete. So to see him out there playing right field and really doing it out there, and, he's so impressive. And some of these guys are just so athletic, so impressive athletes.
Yeah. Now you're in D.C. You're in D.C. and you know when you're in that city, taking in the sightseeing. Do you have a little time to take in maybe a White House tour or something like that, or see the monuments, or you know getting ahead of your schedule and everything there? Maybe having some downtime.
I might try to check out a museum. I think we're staying in Georgetown right now, and so we should be able to get some time to see a museum or two, and that should be a ton of fun. Like, you know, I think my best friend's coming in tonight, and then he'll be at the game tonight and Sunday, so I'll be hanging out with them. But yeah, pretty much just maybe Saturday, maybe tomorrow, hang out, see a museum or two.
Ah, that's the nice no time for golf with your buddy.
Yeah, probably not. We'll see. He's got two kids, and you know how it goes when you got kids.
Yeah, I know that family type of thing. Yeah, it's kind of tough, and everybody getting together and stuff, and then you're in town for a few days. And then you go to Detroit. It's a makeup in Detroit. And then, you know, by the time you realize that, you come back home, and then you're home for a while, a big homestand. You got Oakland, Boston, and Arizona, and then you just run right up the down the coast, and you get the Angels. So it's pretty good. You'll spend a lot of time the next few weeks in your pretty much your own bed.
Yeah, I think any time. I think we have 13 straight nights sleeping in our own bed with, you know, we have like a random two-game in Oakland right before that LA series. So it'll be nice to kind of get down and see some of that and, like, just sleep in your own bed, I think. Especially after a long, rigorous trip like this, like, to be able to get down and not have to just, like, set your stuff down and then repack and then be right out. It's kind of nice.
You know what I like about you guys? Your guys just eat up innings, them starters and everything. Ross Stripling the other day, you know, cruised for six innings. That one pitch cost him, but, I mean, it's guys that are eating up innings going down in the stretch, the dog days of the summer. This is the confidence that just builds a team up. Any thought to that?
I mean, we need them, right? I think right now our offense is pretty banged up, and you see a lot of guys, you know, hurt or playing hurt or just kind of like figuring out how to get nine guys to play each day. And, you know, anytime you have those guys taking down innings and just doing stuff like that, it helps us immensely.
Well, not only that, his exit velocity over 95 on 7 of those 20 balls put in play, and there were three or four of them were groundouts. It's just getting these hitters just to, you know, knock that thing into the ground. That's got to be gratifying for the infielders as well.
Oh yeah, I mean he had a tough go at the start. So to be able to see him, you know, come out throw the ball really well was huge for us, and just kind of like huge for him as a confidence booster moving forward into and through the second half.
Yeah, and it's sad to see, but he'll be back. Brandon Crawford, he's placed in the 10-day injured list with that left knee inflammation. I love this guy. He's just a gamer, and I can't wait to have him back in your lineup there.
Yeah, I think anytime Craw's in the lineup, you know, we feel like we're in a good position to win. And, you know, that guy's been doing it a long time, and, you know, that takes a lot of toll on the body. And, you know, hopefully we can get that guy healthy and then get him rolling back here soon.
Yeah, and look at Sable there. I mean, 11th home run. It just seems like everything's starting to play in place there, and, you know, you're geared up, and you guys look like you're on a roll, and, You know, this reminds me of the team, you know, a few years ago at Washington when they were trying to get everything together, and then they just started rolling and then won the World Series that one year. So you guys are almost a mirror image of that, putting everything together as you're going into the second half.
I really hope so. Anytime you're getting compared to a World Series championship team, that's always great. And so we're getting together. I think once we get some guys healthy, we're going to really like where we're at. And kind of just grinding through right now and see if we pull out a couple more victories with these guys. And then once we get the big dogs back, should be a good time.
Yeah. Now, the Washington, D.C., for the people that haven't been there, we talked about the museums, maybe a White House thing and everything. The food there. When you get into these cities, what's the landmark? What's the food like? What's the thing that everybody talks about that you got to try?
I know we went to Capitol Grill last night. I think it was kind of funny. It was just like, hey, we're in the Capitol. We got to go to Capitol Grill, and we got a couple really nice steaks. And I'm not sure. This is my second trip to D.C., so I'm still trying to figure out like where I want to go, what's good, and I'll definitely be asking some of the guys, you know, what we're looking for and what we want.
Nice. Hey, listen, as we start to wind it down, less than 3 minutes, they usually have that president's race out there. I'm going to pick a guy. You take a guy. We'll reconvene next week on who actually wins this thing. I'm going Abe Lincoln to win this thing in the president's race this weekend.
I'm going to take Teddy Roosevelt.
Now, why would you take him? Is he got a little bit of it? You're right there, so you can see the edge that you might have on me when we reconvene next Friday when you guys host the Red Sox. But why him? Have you seen him? Is he picked up speed over the years? Why Roosevelt?
I got nothing other than I played for the Frisco Rough Riders, and we had Teddy Roosevelt on our hat. And since then, like, I'm always in on Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, nice. Hey, we're getting closer to football season. Have you broke out the Seahawks gear yet underneath the uniform?
Not yet. It's coming soon, though. It's coming soon. I think we might be looking at maybe, you know, probably at the end of August. You know, once training camp officially starts and those guys start to show up, that's when we're really going to start pulling out the stuff and, you know, making sure see what these guys can make sure these guys know where I stand and my allegiance as well.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know, with college football coming around the corner, everybody talks about the SEC and the Big Ten. They got to be reminded. Watch out for the Pac-12. UCLA, USC still there. Utah's tough. You got the Washington schools, Oregon. Any thought to people looking at the other conferences, not looking at the Pac-12?
Yeah, I mean, the West Coast kind of always gets slighted. I mean, obviously, SEC's been very dominant. They have a lot of good athletes. So I think, you know, Pac-12 always got sneaky athletes, sneaky good picks. And, you know, I think the University of Washington is going to be a really good team. They got the quarterback coming back. And
yeah,
there's just some really good football players in the Pac-12 right now, and I'm pretty excited to watch these guys play.
Well, I'm always excited to do this show. I can't wait to do it next Friday from San Francisco as the Red Sox will come to town in a big three-game series. Enjoy yourself. Take in a museum. Go get those gnats and enjoy it with your buddy, too, and his family. You are absolutely the best, Alex. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
You can find me on Twitter. That's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Yeah, there he is. He's got Roosevelt. I got Lincoln. We'll find out who wins this thing. He'll give me the scoop next Friday. Till then, thanks for joining us, everybody, on Berg and Bullpen Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, and Alex Berg there of the Giants. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/ManciniSports. We'll talk to you next Friday from San Francisco. Thank you very much, Alex. Go get the Nationals.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.